Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30 and it's time to talk cars. How are we doing there? Good morning.
Well, we're getting a little wet out here right now. We just had a little thunderstorm, but it looks like it's cleared, and we're getting ready to sell some more cars, Tom. It's been a crazy time out here these last few weeks as we've got our new car inventory just continuing to dwindle, and the used car inventory continuing to grow. It's been quite a time.
Well, Brad, in the old days, they would say, it's raining bargains.
That's true. That's one of the amazing things going. Even through this strange period of supply and demand curves, we've stuck with our plan, the simple price plan, and our great non-commissioned sales team is just killing it right now, Tom. We are selling more cars than we have in many years, and it's a great, great feeling. It's a lot of fun, and everybody's really excited for this summer. And I know it's a little bit odd when people come in and they say, well, where are the Tundras? Well, we had three this week earlier, but they're all gone now.
Had is the key word there because they're moving fast at Dunge's Family Mottos.
They are, yeah. It's kind of crazy. We got updates from the Ford today on some of this stuff that, you know, you've probably seen in the news, all the trucks that they've built but are waiting on chips.
Oh, boy.
There are thousands of them sitting there. If you go Google that, you'll see some crazy pictures of trucks just on lots, just truck after truck. They are already built, but they're not finished, and there's a microchip that's coming. Right now, what Ford's telling us is some of those chips are not going to be available until October.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Oh, my, yes. But that doesn't mean all of them. We've only got about five vehicles on that list right now that are on hold. We've got about 25 that are in production, and we'll be here in the next few weeks or the month or so. And same look on the Toyota side. So we're going to be just fine. We're not going to have the largest selection we've ever had, but we've got a lot of great inventory coming. And Stuart and our used car team have been out all over the country, in fact, buying cars. Because we don't have as many new cars, we've bought a lot of really great used vehicles mm-hmm. that are just like new. A lot of times we don't stock, stuff that's too close to new, just because it's hard to compare the two. And sometimes, we can make people such a good deal on our new vehicles that it might not make that big a difference. But right now I don't have the new ones, and you can save some money on these used ones even in today's market. And we've got everything from Super Duties, F-250s, and F-350s. We've got 4Runners. We've got Tacomas. We've got Tundra. We've got Mustang convertibles. We've got Chargers. We've got Gladiators. We've got all kinds of used cars.
Wow. My goodness sakes, it's all over the place. Yeah.
And speaking of all over the place, we're getting ready to be all over the place because it's, once these storms get out of here, we're going to have Memorial Day weekend and the big Regent Bank Memorial Day Festival starts with the baseball's kicking off this summer. I've also got one of my friends from Price Tower on the line with us here, Tom. I've got Price Connors from the Tower. Say hi, Price.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
We have a lot going on, Brad.
Yeah, I know. I was down there with Price earlier this week and have been down several times lately as we're finishing the renovations in the what used to be the gallery space. About half of that's being turned into a fine dining area where you'll be able to sit and have a drink or get some dinner, lunch. So it's really exciting, isn't it, Price?
It's so amazing. As time goes on, this was our 65th year being open,
right?
Tower. And you know what is wonderful is every year we do something new to keep us more current with the 21st century. So rather than just resting on our laurels of 65 years, we keep moving on to make the Price Tower more accessible, more fun, and just more a part of the community.
Yeah.
And I want you to know I give most of the tours here. And all of your claustrophobic people who don't want to ride in our elevators, this is all ground floor dining now.
I have heard. I have heard from a few people, even one of my great employees out here. He went up the elevator once and had dinner, and he said it was awesome, but he said he didn't really want to do it again.
Right. So now you have an option. And, you know, we're going to have some new hours. Many of you went to the plaza last year during the outdoor dining. So we're going to be opening on June 4th. And we're going to be serving lunch from 11 to 3, Wednesday through Saturday. Dinner, 5 to 9, Wednesday through Saturday. Sunday brunch, 11 to 3, and happy hour from 3 to 7. We are going to be closed for the time being, Monday and Tuesday, but we are going to be opening up more later on in the season. So come out, have a great time, and, you know, one of the best times to come here is June 4th. Because
right.
that is a very special night here out on our Tower Green at Unity Square. At 5 o'clock, some of you may have noticed that there's a wonderful new sculpture that has been opened in the park. These wonderful flowers, and they are by the artist Amy Jacobson from Kansas mm-hmm. City. And the Price Tower is sponsoring a talk by her at 5 o'clock that she's going to give you the inspiration that she had for doing this piece.
They're lovely, too.
Oh, they're wonderful. And for some of you who may not know, she competed against 31 other people from all over the world and was picked by two committees to do the final piece. And Amy is going to be talking from 5 to 5:45, and then we're going to have our very special evening. And it's going to begin. Remember, the plaza is open for your drinking pleasure and eating pleasure. And we are going to be doing the Get Down Band for the music for the night. Mm-hmm. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have the unveiling of her sculpture. And, which is a surprise, the splash pad is going to be turned on.
Oh, good.
For all the kids to have fun this summer.
Awesome.
So, you know, the one thing that we're trying to do is just make Unity Square, the tower, accessible to everybody and part of the community. And one of the things that Amy is going to talk about is how relative this is to Bartlesville. The name of the piece is Native Colors, and it all relates to the Indian blanket, which some of you probably know is the Oklahoma State wildflower.
Right.
And there's wonderful Indian legends about that that she'll be talking about that day. So come out. You know, this is one of the first times we've been able to go outside, feel more free, get down, have great food and drinks at the plaza, enjoy the music with a Get Down Band. There'll be food trucks. There's also going to be entertainment for children. So make it a whole family night and have just a wonderful time.
You know what, too, Price? That Dungeness is going to be out there. We're going to have some vehicles out there for people to get in and check out. We'll have some of the hottest inventory we've got. We'll hopefully bring out our Bronco Sport, maybe a Mach-E. If I still got an F-150 hybrid,
wow.
I will bring that. So, you know, on Toyota's side, I'm not sure what I'm going to have left, so I'll wait and decide. But we've got definitely planning to be out there, too, and celebrating with the Price Tower and the Unity Square as we get the big summer kicked off with this great sizzling summer series they're doing. It should be lots of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
And
Brad, from listening to you talk before, I'm glad you're going to have any cars left to bring.
Well, yeah, and that is an assumption a little bit on my part, but I'm hopeful. I get worried every few days, but then another truck arrives, and we're getting there. With you know, the baseball team just announced that they're going to moving the Branson Showcase Tournament to Bartlesville.
Wow!
So we're going to have baseball that weekend too, the 3rd through the 6th. The big Memorial Day weekend stuff starts Saturday. We've got lots of games Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then we have another tournament just the next week. So there's going to be lots of people downtown. I'm sure that's going to help both the baseball game with more attendance and for the event at Unity Square also. Because we're going to have lots of people from out of town at that event.
Yeah. Even though it's a Dungeness Stadium, I may tell you a certain fact that you didn't know before.
Okay.
During COVID, I did a great deal of research. Mm-hmm. Some of you baseball fans not be aware that was the first steel and concrete stadium that Mickey Mantle ever hit a home run out of.
I knew that he had hit a home run there, But I didn't know it was the first steel and concrete stadium that he did that in.
Absolutely. So that was a little tidbit of information that I picked up. And Satchel Paige also played that.
Well, it's, you know, what we've been sponsoring that team for, this is our 81st year, Price. So
wow,
I hate to one-up the Price Tower. That's not usually what I try to do. But here at Dungeness Ford, we've been around a long time, too. We watched the Price Tower be built. We were going to baseball games that summer.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. That's one of the great things about Bartlesville. But back to the tower, you know, what you guys are doing down there is so outstanding, and getting, opening up the ground floor to be more accessible to people. You know,
absolutely.
If people haven't been down there to the plaza, it just sits right next to the stage in Unity Square. So it's really easy to go back and forth. It's a super comfortable place. And I'm so impressed with what you guys have done inside to turn what used to be a gallery space into a place where people can sit and eat and have fun.
Well, thank you, Nino, because I know my time is limited. I'm going to go on to another bit of Bartlesville history.
Okay.
On June 11th, we are going to be opening a very special exhibit of the Glenn and Ronnie Cox collection. Now, some of you may know that Glenn Cox, who was the former president and COO of Phelps Petroleum, and his wife, Ronnie, were great art collectors.
Yeah.
And we are going to be exhibiting their whole collection. And many of the pieces came from the Talisman Gallery, which we all know was so big here in Bartlesville. We have three Richard Schmidts. And the most amazing part is the generosity of the people of Bartlesville. 35 pieces of the collection are going to be for sale, with 100% of the profits going to the Price Tower. So not only can you get a wonderful piece of art for your home, but you can help the tower at the same time, and have a memory of a wonderful family and a wonderful woman here in Bartlesville. And, you know, the part that's really fun is these pieces were bought directly from the Talisman Gallery 20 to 30 years ago, and they have never been on the market since.
Huh.
So it's really a chance to get really art that has never been shown before. And it's just so exciting. And then on the 18th of June, we're going to have the reopening of our museum.
Right.
And we have redone the whole museum to honor the Price Company and also, of course, Frank Lloyd Wright, whose birthday is June 8th. And, you know, one of the things that we want to remind you about with the Plaza Restaurant, too, is, as you may know, this is our 37th year of OK Mozart, now known as OKM.
Right.
And what better place to have a drink, have a bite to eat, before attending a concert in the Bartlesville Community Center, then our plaza. And the opening concert of the season is June 10th, Canadian Brass, right at the Community Center.
Awesome. This is going to be a big, big period in downtown Bartlesville. The next few weeks are going to be so busy, Price. It's going to be so much fun. There's going to be so many people in the tower. And, you know, I know that's what Frank was dreaming about when he imagined the vertical city and created that, you know, the vision of what a skyscraper could be, and here it is in Bartlesville, and it's so unique. It's such a great thing that we have in our community that can continue. But you guys have done so much work. People may not really realize how, you know, the work you've done, and you're, you know, bringing together the construction to bring to life that old kitchen that was down there to life again, so that we can really do some outstanding food service down there. So tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we took a kitchen that had been the former caretaker's apartment, and it had been turned into kind of a half a catering kitchen about 40 years ago when Phillips occupied the building back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can imagine, it was a bit dated. So we have actually gutted the kitchen. We have converted it to a full kitchen with all the appliances needed for today.
Right.
And you have to remember, because we are a historic building, everything that we do is very strictly controlled by the Frank Lloyd Wright Conservancy. So we have lots of issues to deal with. No original walls may be taken down, all sorts of things that we play with every day. And we're so excited that we were able to take basically an unused space and turn it into something that's going to be so useful to extending our food service. And if those of you have not had Chef Jordan's food, it is fabulous.
I was going to say.
And Brad, would you like to? Yeah. Would you like to tell how we kept him an extra year because of the bad timing of him?
Sure, yeah. People remember that Jordan won the Right Chef contest a year and a half, 2 years ago at this point. But he's staying on for a second year and helping us open up the second restaurant. It's so exciting. And people don't realize just what a challenge it has been, and for all the chefs at Copper, the kitchen that they have used now and since we opened the restaurant really isn't very practical. I think that's an understatement. Jordan would roll his eyes at that, but anyway, getting the space downstairs is going to give them a lot more freedom and creativity. We'll be able to serve a lot more people. We'll be able to really, I think, grow and expand the offerings we had. As you said, I'm really excited about opening up in more days and more times. I think that will work great for our hotel guests and for the other people visiting Unity Square and downtown Bartlesville. So that is just so exciting. Really good stuff.
One thing that we're very proud of at the Tower is we kept our tour program going through COVID. We were the first Frank Lloyd Wright site to open. Mm-hmm. And between June and January of last year, we had over 700 people on tour.
Isn't that amazing?
And so far this year, we are almost back to our normal numbers of people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for those of you who live in Bartlesville, who may have never gone through the Tower on a tour, which I hear all the time, people come from all over the world and all over the country to see the Tower. So remember that we really have one of America's most iconic treasures right here in Bartlesville. And just like people in New York never go to the Statue of Liberty, people in Bartlesville don't take a tour of the Price Tower.
But they can, and they should. I think it was really, you know, and even if they don't want an official tour, you know, it is an open space. We invite people to come down and check it out.
Absolutely.
You know, ask questions. You know, there's so much to see and learn. It is a truly unique building. We kind of made a joke about the elevators, but you know, they're a unique shape. We'll say if you haven't been in them, and a little bit smaller than the traditional elevator. But they work really well, and they get you up and down, and there's some great restored spaces that you visit on the tours. You might tell them a little bit about the Price office and the Bruce Goff apartment.
Yeah.
And such.
You know, what's amazing is our building is very much original, and we've restored the top three floors back to their original appearance in 1956, including Mr. Price's office and the corporate apartment. So it's really like stepping back in time. And those floors are only accessible on tours because, of course, they're our museum. But we do offer tours 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning for an hour and a half extended tour, and then an hour tour at 2 o'clock. And on Sunday, we offer at 2 o'clock for 1 hour. So we are certainly available for everyone to come in and see. And the biggest addition, you know, talking about the elevators, Brad, is Mr. Wright had a vision in mind. He felt nature was architecture and architecture was nature. So the elevators are actually shaped like honeycombs, which he felt was nature's best solution to storage. And unfortunately, Mr. Wright did think of you as storage as you went up and down that elevator, Brad. But that is his way of fitting the most storage in the smallest space. And they're totally unique and wonderful.
Yeah, they really are. It's such a great place to visit, and there's so much going on down there. I invite people to get out and check it out. You know, another thing, we often...
you know, make it sound like there's so much going on down there and that this thing just has a life of its own. But the truth is, Price Tower Art Center is a membership organization. We have our great historic building to take care of, and we operate it as a nonprofit. And our hotel and restaurant are operated by a nonprofit organization. They help support us, certainly, but they certainly can't pay for everything we need to do to maintain and operate the building, to staff our great facility, to operate the museum, and do the other programs that you do. I know normally we'd be getting ready for a big summer architecture camp and all kinds of other stuff that hopefully we can get back to next year. You know, the Right Chef program, another one people love. Those things are all come from your membership at the Price Tower. And so I just always want to remind people not to forget about that, to take it, you know, to become a member of the tower. It does get you some great opportunities at the tower, discounts at the restaurants, other opportunities to take advantage of tower facilities, and depending on your membership level. But it, you know, memberships are start out really low, and that'll get you invited to all the openings, to the great events around the Right Chef program. So it is a great time. It's a great group of people, and I think that's something that we always want to emphasize to people, that we are a nonprofit, that this really isn't a for-profit enterprise there, and that we really are trying to bring the building to life, and that having it open and available to the public in Bartlesville and to the people around the world that come to visit Bartlesville, sometimes just to see the Price Tower, that this is our vision, and our mission is to preserve the tower, to celebrate art, architecture, and design, and to really encourage.
Right, and you know, some people may not know that the tower, designed by Mr. Wright in 1956, and we have the Bartlesville Community Center, designed by William Wesley Peters, who was Mr. Wright's first apprentice at Taliesin, right next, and the plaza in between also has a great Wright connection, because in the fall of 2018, we brought in the current students of the School of Architecture at Taliesin, who did three proposals that were masterfully combined by Embler Architects into our cohesive plan. So this is one of the few places in the world that you can see 1956, 1979, and the 21st century. And on the sundial that was given in memory of Mr. Wright by the Price family, it says, "To Frank Lloyd Wright, who worked there for all time and ages." And as you stand there, you just see all time and ages displayed before you.
It must be really the only place in the world where you can see three generations of essentially Wright family, using it in quotes, term architecture, right? I mean, the original Price Tower. That's good. The Price Tower itself, the community center, and then the park between them, the Unity Square that ties it all together. It is truly a unique setup, and I think is going to draw more and more people to Bartlesville as people really learn about it and understand what's going on there.
Oh, it will, most definitely.
So, the Cox family, I'm going to thank them for their generosity. They've certainly been longtime supporters of the Price Tower, and. That opportunity to get some of that art for yourselves is coming up soon. Tell them again about when that will happen and how to access that.
That will be opening on June 11th, and that will be in our new gallery space, which is actually the unveiling of that space.
Right.
And if you are a member, you would be invited to a members-only opening on that evening. And the Cox family will be there.
Great.
To really see the art displayed and really meet some of many friends of Glenn and Ronnie. Ronnie, as I said, did pass away. And this is really a tribute to her, her wonderful eye for art, and certainly the generosity to donate the proceeds to Price Tower is a tremendous act of generosity and caring and just their belief in the tower to do this.
And if people are interested in purchasing art, how does that work? Do they need to come down there, or
you come right down here, and We are ready to take credit card, check, or cash for any piece that you would want, and you can buy it right here. Now, the only thing is you will not be able to pick up your piece of art until the end of the exhibit, which will be in August 1st.
Okay.
It will be ending. So you can pick up your piece of art then. And as some of you may know, many of the pieces came from the Tailspin Gallery. And that was done by Jody Kerberger, who certainly brought a lot of artists to life. And if you come in, we'll be able to provide full biographies of the artists for you, the provenance of the piece. And they are some very, very special pieces being shown and sold here, including the three by Richard Smith, who is one of America's foremost artists now.
Awesome. Well, what a great story. Lots of stuff going on downtown and at the Price Tower for sure. Thank you so much, Price. I appreciate your being with us today.
Thank you so much, Brad. And thank you for all that you do for the Tower also. And thank you for sharing this radio time with us.
Oh, sure. No, I'm excited about what's going on. And Tom, we got
so much. I always talk so much, you never get the chance to sell cars.
Well, I don't think that what I do on the radio show does much of that anyway, frankly. I hear a lot of people are listening, though, but maybe I could get somebody interested in something. That's possible, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
We are out here, and if you are interested in the car, come on down. We got our great team of non-commissioned sales associates here. Lots of great smiling faces here for over 80 years taking care of our customers. Really proud of that. You can come check out all our inventory online, too. A lot of the incoming vehicles are available and starting to show up on the website. We've got our used cars up and pictures. As soon as they hit the lot, we'll take pictures and get them up. But we've got, I think, over 80 used vehicles this morning on the ground, and it's a great time to shop. I mentioned earlier the chip shortage and impacts that's having on new vehicle inventories. That's certainly not just at Dungis or in Bartlesville. That's across the whole country. It is going to affect things. Toyota has already announced that they're going to be reducing rebates again next month. So if you are looking for one of the few Toyotas we have left, it's a good time to buy. The rebates are not going to go up anytime soon, I don't think, until the supply gets fixed. So there is a good chance that this weekend will be one of the best times to buy this summer.
And get it while the deals are here. I got to tell you, this has been a great show today, Brad. And, of course, it's great to know that the fine automobiles and trucks that you have are here for right now, but they do move fast. But you also have a wide spectrum, everything from the combustible engine to the electric motors. You got it all covered.
Right. And we've got big weekend of baseball coming up, so I'll see everybody out there at Dungis Stadium this weekend for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're going to have some vehicles out there, too, and have some representation out there every day. So come check it out, and let's have a big season of baseball and get the summer kicked off next week at the Sizzling Summer Series. Come check out the plaza at the Price Tower and the Get Down Band, and should have a lot of fun.
Indeed. Hey, thanks for being with us, and thanks for bringing Price along with you today, too. Always great to hear what's going on at the Price Tower.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Take care. You've been listening to Car Talk with Brad Dungis from the Dungis family of autos right here on K1, the one you trust. Let's take a look at our forecast for today, because that's going to be something you need to pay particular attention to, especially as the afternoon comes on. Storms could be severe after about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Look for a high of 83. We just say could. Precipitation chances are at 90%. Now, new rainfall amounts are predicted by the National Weather Service to be anywhere between 1 and 2 inches. Now for tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 1 a.m. Some could be severe. Mostly cloudy with a low of 55. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, believe it or don't, with a high of 72. Right now it is 75 degrees at K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.